Welcome to Absolute Truth Absolutely, the weekly podcast powered by LWYM and your host, Gio. If you're uncompromising in your search and preservation of the truth, you've come to the right place. Now here's your host, Gio, with Pastor Jesus Martinez.
All right, ladies and gents, we're back. We're back with another episode of Absolute Truth Absolutely. As always, this is your humble correspondent and servant, whatever it is that they usually say in the news outlets, Gio Del Cristo. I am the youth pastor of Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. And with me, as always, my accomplice. We don't commit any crimes, but I guess we categorize him as what? Partner in crime, if you will. Pastor of Living Word Church, Jesus Martinez.
Well, so far what we do is not a crime. But it seems like we're headed to that place in time where doing what we do might be considered a crime.
Well, just like it was in Germany and all these places, we're headed to that place.
Exactly. So maybe you're a prophet.
Yeah. Well, some people are saying, why are you trying to satirize? Why do you think that's so comical? Well, you know what? You have to make light of some of these situations, because if not, all that sadness can really boggle you down. And in reality, even though people tell us to be quiet, we have to disseminate truth, and there's nothing more joyful than that.
Plus, look at what satire is doing. Rosie O'Donnell, Bill Maher, they're getting their points across through satire. So, I think good humor is always good to have, and I guess it keeps you in balance, Gio, because these things are very difficult, the things that we tackle and we deal with on a daily basis. And every now and then, you got to have a light moment.
Yeah.
Because your soul needs it, your mind needs it. And so, yeah, I am all in favor of a light moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to make light of some moments, because, honestly, it kind of lightens the moment. That's the whole point of satire, of comedy. So,
and some of the things that are being done and said, they're so wacky, they're so out there, that you have to show them for what they are. And so even if you don't mean to make light of the issue as a totality, you need to showcase how foolish some of these things are.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a good point to make. Now, today we wanted to talk a little bit about the relationship, specifically about the relationship between parents and their kids. There's been a common trend that I have seen on many young people's faces, having to deal with students on a week-by-week basis. And that is this: you see an emptiness in their face, especially when you see a lot of young people walking the streets and stuff. You see that there's bitterness, there's anger. But the most common trait and characteristic that I find within their faces, within their expression, their body language, whatever terminology you might want to use to describe the way the person's feeling or their state, is emptiness. And you see that young people are constantly going to different sources in order to try to fill that void. But it doesn't matter to how many different sources they go to. You'll find that it's a temporal satisfaction that they get from that, from what the culture is telling them that will provide that everlasting satisfaction. And more we find that they're down in the gutter, because they keep going to that situation, to that temporal satisfaction, instead of going to where the real solutions are at, which is, for example, in parental instruction, in divine instruction. Now, one of the things that we want to make sure that we point out in this specific program is how the culture has done a labor, if you will, of trying to make parents seem as the enemies, so that their instruction, their admonition would be undermined, would be subverted. That way, the kids can see only in the culture, only in the society, the place to go to for advice, for counsel on how to live life.
Gio, I need to rewind back to the 60s, 70s, and perhaps even a little earlier than that, but I think it will suffice with the 60s and 70s. And what I mean is that in the 60s, especially in the 60s, young people said, we've had enough of this Vietnam War, and they got together and they rebelled, and they had a reason, they had a cause. Now, later on, we see, especially with all the civil rights activities, that a lot of young black men and young black women were saying, justifiably so, sometimes we get arrested, we get left out just because we're black, guilty of being black. And we can understand some of the tensions and some of the things that went on, because people had a cause, a reason. But now, when you notice what is happening, and you mentioned this at the beginning, it was part of your presentation, your monologue there, they're angry for no reason. And so now there's a void, and now there's an emptiness. And so I believe, in tying it in with what television and movies and music is doing, is that they have truly turned angry without a cause, without a purpose. It's just because it's the hip thing to do. And so at the end of the day, what you're doing is destroying yourself, because there is a place for anger. There is a place for being mad, upset. You use the word that you feel best describes the situation without being anti-biblical about it. But there is a place for indignation. But when it's just a phenomenon, a cultural thing, you're going to have an ending result, and that's going to be the void and the emptiness that you are talking about. And so when parents are trying to bring their kids into reason, into logic, and show them something better, and they go, I'm just going to be angry at you because I'm going to be angry. And some people are angry because mom and dad just gave me too much, and they ruined me for giving me too much. And then we have psychology jumping in and saying, yeah, that's right, you damaged them. Yeah, but then when I spanked them, you said that I was wrong then. And so it's chaos. It's absolute confusion what is going on.
Yeah, and I think there's also another level of truth to all of this. You know, some people say, and I say it also, that truth is absolute. But at the same time, you also have to uncover it, because there's a lot of layers of truth. And I think that one of these underlying truths to the things that we are encountering in our generation is the following. You have an all-out attack from the society and from the culture against the parents. In other words, they want to try to undercut the influence that the parents have on the kids, and they do that in many different ways. So in one corner, for example, we have the parents. The parents are trying to influence their kids. At least we hope so, because we've heard of cases of parents that are just, they're just bad people. They're people that don't care about their kids, and it's all part of the societal mantra. You know, take care of yourself first, and care about yourself more than anyone else, instead of what the Bible says, which is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's a total opposite dogma to what the Bible teaches. But anyways, having said all that, we have the parents on one corner trying to influence their kids, at least the good parents, trying to instruct their kids in righteousness, teach their kids morality, ethics, and all of these things. And they're just giving them a daily dose of cold reality. That's what they're doing. It's not hidden behind any agenda. It's here it is. Take it for what it is. But then you've got the culture, the society, selling you entertainment, selling you mind-numbing candy, as I categorize it. But behind all of that facade, you've got evil lurking. You've got indoctrination. You've got, hey, kids, hate your parents. Hey, kids, don't listen to your parents because your parents are evil and they just want to water you down and boggle you down from all of the liberties that you can have out there, and so on and so forth, and radical feminism and all these other things that we have spoken about. So when you weigh both options, the kids are looking at both things and they're saying, you know what, mom and dad are serving me up a cold dose of reality, but yet the society is giving me entertainment. I think I'd rather go with the culture, because at the end of the day, it's entertaining me. But what they're not noticing is that they're getting the poison that's being fed to their veins without them even noticing. And all the parents are trying to do is to make sure that the kids are protected from that evil.
This is why I went back to the 60s and the indignation that some young people felt. And by that I mean, and I state once again, you know, I would lay down my life for my country if it was a just war. But many people saw Vietnam for what it was, an unjust war. And I also mentioned the case of many, many young black men and black women justifiably saying, enough. The only thing we're guilty of is being black. And now this generation is being sold on a rebel without a cause issue. And so they're angry, they're mad, they're upset for no reason whatsoever. They're angry, mad, and upset because TV, because television, the movies, the music has told them just be angry.
Yeah.
And now the wrath is against mom and dad. And what have they done wrong? Well, they're trying to bring me along. They're busting their shops, trying to keep a roof over my head and pay my college tuition and the rest of the things that good parents do. And they're still angry. You see some kids demonstrating against the government, the institutions, the parental rights, and you look at their background, and the things they have enjoyed are so amazing and just stuff that people in third world countries wish they had a fraction of what they have, and you go like, what are they angry about?
Yeah.
And so we see, Gio, like you are saying, is a result of a brainwash.
Yeah.
They've been duped. They've been sold a bill of goods. And I think at the end of the day, what the government really wants is to turn them into part of the government apparatus so that they will work on behalf of their ideals and their goals. I think that's what's happening, because I believe Hollywood and some of the music lead and all that, they're in cahoots.
Well, they're all tools.
Yeah.
They're the useful idiots that Karl Marx described. That's what they're, you know, they're there for. And you look at the way that they try to strut around and they act around and they think. These people think that they're self-thinking individuals, they're independent beings, if you will, but they all are marching in the beat of the same drum. I mean, we don't have to go that far. I'm currently reading a book now from a young man, a young conservative, who talks about, he categorizes them as Obama zombies. And in the book, he delves deep as to how the Obama campaign, especially in 2008, they saw the youth as the potential group that would push him over into getting elected. And he also describes in the book of some of the things that they did in order to garner that type of support. And some of the evil things, I mean, you wouldn't imagine. But, you know, among all of this, you notice that part of the issue that they did was they took to mass media. They took to YouTube. They took to Twitter. They took to all of these things. And they used very eloquent phrases and stuff like that in order to garner their support and win them over to their cause. And what do we have now? Well, we've seen the dire effects of this administration. And there are too many to put together in just a simple soundbite or whatnot. But having said all that, it's a microcosm of what has gone on in the society. Let's go back, for example, to Al Gore and the recording that this young lady made a few years ago where he says, "You kids know more about the world than your parents do." Let's translate that. You know, let's make it in layman's terms to see what Al Gore was trying to tell kids. Your parents are idiots. Your parents are stupid. You know more about the world than they do. Follow me and follow my ideology and leave your parental influence behind. You mentioned governments, the United Nations. They held a conference, and we were talking about this not too long ago, years ago, where it was about the rights of the child and that the parents didn't have any rights over their children, especially if they were trying to discipline them. Governments are also in on this. Why? Because they want to make followers to the communist, to the socialist cause. All they're doing is creating drones. They're creating a new generation of zombies, if you will, to make them followers and not independent individuals.
I've seen a few of these now. And by these, I mean conversations with kids who are out in spring break, and they are asked, "What is the national unemployment rate right now?" And they go, "We have no idea." "Who is the president of Afghanistan?" "We have no idea." "Who is the vice president of the United States?" "We have no idea." This is what they answered. Yeah. "And who will you be voting for?" I think Obama has done a great job, so I'm going to vote for Obama again. This is not a political program. This is a program that is dealing with what is being done to the youth. One interview had a young man who was asked, or they asked a young man what he thought of Obama's treatment of the national debt. And he said, "He's done marvelous things. He has brought this thing down to manageable levels." And the person who was hosting the program and interviewing the kid said, "You're kidding, right?" He says, no, "He's done a great job." He says, "He's brought it up to $16 trillion. And he goes, "What? You're kidding me. No, you're kidding me." And again, these people will be voting for Obama. So it's what you're saying, Gio. The brainwashing has taken place, and they went to a group that can be duped a lot easier than perhaps an adult who has some mileage, some experience. And they will be casting votes.
Yeah. And then we mentioned all of that, and that's why we said it's a microcosm of all of these things, because it's important to note that all of this is at a spiritual level. We try to make very clear to our listeners and to all the people that we speak to that what is manifesting itself in a political sphere, what is manifesting itself in the natural realm, is nothing more than a direct result of what is happening in the spiritual realm. And can you prove that, Gio? I'll give you an example. We were talking about society and culture trying to influence this mindset in our youth. What is it with the constant bombardment on behalf of Hollywood that they try to push out via cartoons, via the sitcoms, even via the children's programming, that parents are idiots? I remember back in the early 1990s, the show Married with Children came out. And that was one of the first shows where you saw that total switch from the 1950s and 60s where, you know, mom and dad were there and they were good influences over the kids' lives and they were there to protect their children and to admonish them and to discipline them and to instruct them in the ways of righteousness. I mean, we think about Leave It to Beaver and all of these other things. And then all of a sudden we have a turn from the 70s and on. We've got a situation where now in this show, Married with Children, the dad, he's a bum. Mom, all she wants to do is make herself up on a daily basis, make sure she looks pretty, and she doesn't care what the kids are doing as long as they're out there enjoying their libertinism. So now that thought process begins to infect the society because the kids, they can't differentiate now between reality and what is being presented to them as fiction on a show. And the creators of the show know this. And they still put out that stuff out because they know that it's going to influence the kids directly in their hearts. What happens? A whole new generation now is spawned thinking, you know what? My parents don't know diddly squat. I need to go to someone else for all of this information in order for me to be guided in life. And what do they get? What do we get? We're seeing the results of it right now. And in the end result, you've got emptiness because what's happening? They're constantly looking for trivialities, and they don't search for the genuineness of truth.
It has been asked if life imitates art or if art is imitating life. And I think art imitates life and then it pushes it up. It pushes the envelope. You go back to some of the Norman Lear work and some of the stuff that was going on television in the 60s and 70s, Maud in her feminine ways. And then the programs they had, single moms dealing with the hardships of life. And you were always told that the husband was a bum. The dads weren't all worth all that much. And what have we got? We got a situation that instead of trying to work out marital issues, they just cramped the divorce courts of this nation to the point that we've created an industry out of that.
Yeah.
We have referees. And they are saying the woman should get this much and the man should get this much because attorneys are hard at work battling over rights and the kids are stuck in the middle and you will get them for this Christmas and the other parent will get it for Thanksgiving. And it's just ridiculous what is happening. And again, we look back and we go, was life imitating art or was art imitating life? And yeah, sure, you have the scenario of life being played out in the giant screen and in the small screen, but then they move up the envelope and they take it to where they think it should go. And the end result is a generation, a rebel without a cause generation, and they have no idea where they're headed. They think it's utopia. They think it's a place of freedom for any and all. And if you just take a look at what is happening now with the entitlement society, we have brought up a whole generation of people on entitlement. And they actually think that money grows on trees because they never stop to ask, where do I get these food stamps from? And this planet that I am living under, where does that come from? And they don't understand that as more and more people join up to receive the entitlements, less and less people are producing towards that. And at the end, everybody loses.
Yep.
And so when you compare that to a generation where mom and dad said, I refuse to take handouts. Mm-hmm. I just want a job. I just want to earn with my sweat what my family needs. When you compare that to the government has to give me this. I have a right to this. I deserve this. You're headed in the wrong direction. You're going to crash. And so where we started, Gio, when you look in the faces of young kids, there's that emptiness and that void. And like you wrote in your article, they get themselves a higher education and then they find that they can't find a job. So they go out and they manifest and they protest because I got myself a higher education, but I don't have a job. I met a gentleman who he's got 2 degrees, marine biologist and something else. And he is out in the streets begging for money for an organization that is called the Voice of the Homeless.
Yeah.
Because he's got 2 degrees. He can't get a job. Of course, there are jobs out there. Not the kind that he wants.
Hmm.
They are beneath him. You try telling him that.
Yeah, he's not going to like it too much.
But this is the point. They yeah. sold him on a bill of goods that if you get this higher education, you will be part of the elite. And now these jobs are less and less. They pay less every year because the entitlement society is making sure that people that would employ you, that would originate new companies, say, we're not going to tackle this. And so the pool of monies available, the pools of opportunities available are decreasing.
Yeah. I want to finish here with reading a scriptural passage, especially for our young listeners. And it is this, Proverbs 1:7, through 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Boy, that really describes our current generation, doesn't it? My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. That's obviously talking about when you listen to the instruction, to the law of your parents, that's going to hang with you the rest of your life. Why? Because it'll be there as an evidence that you paid attention to what they had to teach you, and you avoided all of the downfalls, all of the pitfalls, all of the things where the world tries to attract you, and you'll be able to say, you know what? I listened. And I'm here today, and I'm a result because I listened to my parents' instruction.
I agree.
So I'll give you the final word on it.
I think it's time for families to come back together. I think it's time that mom and dad decide we're going to open a business, and it's going to be a family business, and just push that family towards that unity that made us strong as a people, as a nation, that made us have strong families. Because if we continue to trust institutions, whatever they might be, we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys for joining us once again. Thank you, Dad, for being with us once again. You can reach us. You can write the pastor an email at pastor@palabraviva.org. You can also reach me at geojio@lwym.org. Visit our website, lwym.org/ATA. And for all previous episodes, you can download all of those for free. Also, check out my blog page, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. That's all the time we have left for this edition. And for Pastor Jesus Martinez, this has been Gio saying goodbye, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggested topics for future shows, send them our way to info@lwym.org. That's info@lwym.org. Visit our website in order to download past episodes and subscribe to our free email updates. The web address is www.lwym.org/ATA. This has been Absolute Truth Absolutely. Absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty.